Hi, everyone, and welcome to New Every Day. My name is Carrie.
And my name's Jen. And on today's show, we are in part two of
Prison Break in Acts chapter 12. So stay tuned.
We will be right back.
This is New Every Day with Jen Wagger and Carrie Webb.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to New Every Day again. And we are in part two of what we're calling Prison Break, about the miraculous escape from prison that happened to Peter in Acts chapter 12. So last week, Jen, we talked about how Herod, who was the king at that time, had arrested James, and he killed James, one of the apostles, and it pleased the Jews, so he was like, I'm just going to keep this ball rolling, arrests Peter, and then I read a commentary that said, you know what, maybe Herod thought, I'm not going to kill Peter right away because it's the Feast of Unleavened Bread, I'm going to keep him in prison. So then he holds on to Peter, but first he assigns 16 soldiers to watch him in prison and make sure that he doesn't escape.
Yes.
So the odds were stacked against Peter.
The odds were definitely stacked against Peter. And we're not really told why James was executed. Hmm. We're just told that he did. And what's really interesting is this is James, one of the sons of thunder. And the obituary that he gets is he was executed with the sword. Period.
That's it.
That's it. There's nothing else, you know, about what he did or what got him into prison.
Yeah.
And we could say, well, Luke didn't think it was important. And yet, he was one of the 12 disciples. Like, even, like, Stephen, the first martyr, got, like, a whole chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's like... Why is this all, like, obviously that's all that we need to know.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we can get so caught up in the needing to know that we miss the fact of, well, what's the main point of the story?
Yeah.
The main point of the story is that James was a leader of the church and he died. He was executed.
Yeah.
And so here, and it makes the Jews happy because here was this group of men trying to basically convince people that how they were worshiping God was not right, that Jesus was, you know, the Messiah that they had long been hoping for.
Yeah.
And the Jewish leaders were like, so we need to get rid of this. And Herod was a politician. He was put there by Rome to look after the people. So if the people are happy and they don't rise up, then Rome is happy.
And says, good job, Herod.
Yes, good job. So he wanted to make the Jewish leaders happy.
Right.
Which is why he arrested Peter. Because he wasn't happy because the Jewish leaders were happy. He was happy because Rome would be happy. So it was more of like, look at me and what I am doing.
Right.
I know. So it's just,
there's some extrinsic and intrinsic motivation there for sure.
Yes.
And you know, when you're saying like James just gets this teeny weeny obituary, when I first read this, I was like, man, like why, like Peter lived, but James didn't. And it's easy for those questions to come up. Like,
yes.
Well, wouldn't it have been better if James had just lived and then there'd be more people sharing the gospel? And that's, I think, part of the mystery and bigness of the church and the plan of God working out. Not to say, like, one believer is more valuable than someone else or one person is more valuable than someone else, but sometimes persecution and martyrdom can put a fire in the hearts of the church that nothing else can.
Yeah.
And I really want to be careful not to be like, well, yeah, Peter was more important and was going to be more influential, because That's like beyond my understanding. And what's really crazy is that all of the disciples, and many eventually were martyred, mm-hmm. and gave their lives. They had this big picture thinking about the kingdom of God, mm-hmm. and what life was really about. Like that this isn't all there is. And our lives are so short. And all of what we are is to be put into this mission impossible,
yeah.
of sharing the gospel and letting the power of God do its work.
Yeah,
they really saw the transience of this physical life and saw the value in eternal life.
Yeah, and what, you know, as, yes, we are still only in the first five verses of this chapter, because verse 5 ends with, so Peter was closely guarded in prison while the church prayed to God earnestly on his behalf. So some people could say, they didn't pray for James.
It doesn't say that.
But it doesn't say, that's just it. But it does say they prayed for Peter.
Yeah.
So some people could say, well, they didn't pray for James and that's why he was executed.
See, I can't believe that, because even like my friend's dad, when we were in our early 20s, he like worked with his wife doing mission work for a lot of the youth who are struggling downtown. And he suddenly developed a brain aneurysm that was bleeding. And they called us to pray, and we were earnestly praying that he would be healed and saved. And he died.
Mm-hmm.
And so people could be like, well, we were praying, but he died anyway. So, like, where's the plan of God in that?
But some people would say, these are honest discussions that go on.
Yes.
Well, they didn't pray. They didn't pray earnestly enough.
Or they didn't have enough faith.
They didn't have enough. There was sin. There was sin in someone's life, and that's why God didn't answer the prayer. And we know that there are reasons why God does not answer prayer. One is they simply don't believe. That is, like James says, in chapter 1, like, when you ask and believe, like, don't be like shifting, you know, waves in the sea.
Yeah.
So you have to believe. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. It doesn't make sense to ask and not believe. So you have to believe.
Yeah.
Secondly, he says in chapter 4, you have to ask with the right motives.
Mm.
So these are two very like, well, yes, that makes sense. Mm. Like, if I'm going to ask, I have to believe. But if I'm going to ask, I need to be not asking for my own selfishness, but for the kingdom of God to come.
Yeah.
Thirdly, Peter actually says that if we don't honor our husband, well, he says specifically, if men don't honor their wives, God's not going to, like, it's going to hinder their prayers.
Wow.
Very interesting. Oh. Right? So all these can be going into the situation going, well, did they not believe, or were they asking with the wrong motives, or was there sin? Were they looking after the poor? Isaiah says, you know, don't fast if you're not looking after the poor, because I'm not going to listen to you. So it's all very interesting that, yes, there are reasons why God doesn't answer prayer, but all of those things could still be in place and he could still say no.
Yeah.
Because what is the overarching plan of God?
Yeah.
And this is where he does work all things together. He does. And so I don't know why he chose. And like you said, persecution ignites the church. It makes it come alive.
Yeah.
Because it is possible that maybe they weren't doing what they should have been doing. Maybe they had become stagnant a little bit.
And I think when that ultimatum, the life or death, is there on the table, like, are you going to take the red pill or the blue pill? You got to push all your chips into the middle of the table and say, either I'm all in or I'm not.
And we will be back right after this.
Whether you shop on ThinkGeek, GearBest, B&H Photo Video, eBay, or Amazon, or even if you want a free trial of Audible, you'll find the best deals and support the shows we produce by simply visiting the shopping sites you already frequent by using the links on our website. Visit category5.tv/partners for the full and ever-growing list, and help us create more free content like this show. Thank you for shopping with our partners, and thank you for watching.
And thanks for staying with us on New Every Day. That's Jen. I'm Carrie. And if you want to go to our... What?
I was ready to jump back in, but yes, you're going to talk about how important it is if you want to continue to see us every week that you need to go to our partners page on neweveryday.tv, check it out, see what's there. There's a whole bunch of businesses there that you can support and buy things through, which helps support us so we can be here.
That was so good.
Is that what you wanted
to
say?
That's like usually my line, but you did a great job.
I know, because I was so excited to get back into chapter 12.
Okay, here we go. Anyway, we were talking about how, well, you know, why are some people healed, some people not healed, some people saved, some people not saved? Like, why did James die and Peter not die?
I know.
And so, like, there is this mystery there, and then I don't know the answer. But do I believe that Christians with the power of the Holy Spirit, like, can raise the dead? Yeah, I do believe that. And do I believe that God works miracles to heal people? Yeah, I do believe that. And so I think I can be okay with the fact that I don't understand. I just don't know. I just don't know why some of these things happen and why some things don't happen.
And I think this is where, are we open to what the Spirit is saying to us? Like, if He has said, pray, did we pray?
Yeah.
Well, I pray. No. Well, then pray.
Yeah.
And you pray until you're done praying. Like, and that's where I was saying to the Lord this morning, I don't want anything to hinder receiving all of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we talked about this in the last show. Jesus's death and resurrection, the blood of Christ, is all we need for life. And that's all we need.
Yeah.
But whether or not I appropriate it, that's the problem. Like, mm-hmm. whether or not I actually, like, yes, get
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And so you're right. I'm in total agreement with you. I don't know, because people can pray and pray and pray, and God doesn't seem to answer. And I'm like, I think I was praying with the right motives. At least I was being honest, right? And that's part of what we always strive to be in prayer, is honest. I think you have to be honest in prayer to say, Lord, I don't like this and I want it fixed and I want you to move. But your mm-hmm. kingdom come. Like, I'm going to be honest in prayer so you know where I'm coming from. But ultimately, I know that your will is best.
Yeah.
So you can't just, your kingdom come, your will be done. I think we have to be honest in prayer.
Yeah. And to keep praying in expectation.
Yes.
That God can do it. Or else,
you might as well not pray, which is what James is saying, which is not James, the person who wrote the book of James, is not the same James as this. This is James, John's brother, the Sons of Thunder. James, who wrote the book of John, is Jesus' half-brother.
Right.
Yes.
And it's interesting that what the church's response here is in chapter 5, despite James was just killed. But that doesn't mean they throw up their hands and be like, this is crazy. Like, look at this opposition. People are going to be dying. And, you know, Stephen died. And now what? But no, it still motivates them to pray with expectation. And verse 5 of chapter 12 says, Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. Constant.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't stop. I like that word is in there. I read one commentary that said, this verse is beautifully written by Luke, who penned Acts, to show the juxtaposition between the power of the state, Peter was therefore kept in prison, versus the power of the church, the power of God, but they kept on praying.
Mine says earnestly, this is J.B. Phillips, and then Acts says in verse 5 of NIV says earnestly as well.
Yeah.
Like they really meant it.
They meant it.
Yes. Like, in earnest means you really mean what you're praying.
Yeah.
And like, we know later on that they had been praying for a long time. Like, it wasn't just like down on your knees or just in passing. Oh yeah, I should pray about this. And I confess, I do lots of prayers that way.
Yeah.
Like, as people come to mind, I'm just like, okay, Lord, I lift them up to you. I ask that you to watch over them and keep them safe. Right.
Yeah.
Cause we are told to pray continually, but the form in which it takes is different. Like mm-hmm. some days you will be down on your knees because that's the only place for you. And other days you're going to be driving down the road and someone, you know, the Lord's going to call you to pray.
Yeah.
So you're going to keep praying as you're driving, or you're going to pull over in your car. But like, we have to be open to praying when the Spirit moves us to pray. Yeah. Like, it can't be like, oh, I don't have time for that. Because if the Spirit's asked you to pray, you do have time.
That's a good point.
Right?
Like, for what's most important.
Yeah. Like, He knows everything that you need to get done. Mm-hmm. But if He's asked you to pray, right? Mm-hmm. And what's even more fascinating is He actually doesn't really need us to pray. But
yeah,
there's something about calling us to pray, because we're told to pray. So He does need us to pray, or else He wouldn't ask us to pray.
Yeah, that's a whole other discussion, eh?
Yeah.
We get to participate.
We get to participate, or else He wouldn't ask us. And we don't know what is going on in the heavenly realms, why in the name of Jesus be gone works one moment, and in the next moment it is an earnest, constant, long-suffering prayer.
Yeah.
So what is it, and this is the way I've often thought about it, God is organizing, mm-hmm. whatever that looks like. And so as I'm praying, well, God's actually working on your heart. Mm-hmm. So I'm praying, He's working on your heart, and I'm going to keep praying until your heart, until you actually, okay, Spirit, I'm going to do this, right? Mm-hmm. But I have to pray until I'm released from praying, and I don't know why 100%. Mm. I just know that when we're called to pray, then we need to pray. And I was in staff meeting yesterday, and we were talking about praying and anointing, which is, there's nothing magical about oil. It's just something that God calls us to do, and it's a sign of obedience. And we were talking about it, and somebody said, well, you should pray for her. And I was like, well, we're in the middle of a staff meeting. Okay. And I got up and I got my oil and I anointed someone and I prayed with them. And but it's like, when God calls you to pray, then you gotta pray.
And it's easy to get tied up in the trivial things that seem important, like administrative stuff, which, that's important. But prayer is what is really important.
Yes.
And to pray with expectation.
Yes.
Like, that God is real, that I'm praying to a loving, living God. I really like Psalm 5, verse 3. And it says, like, in the morning, I lay my requests before you, Lord, and I wait in expectation. Like, I've put them out there, and now I'm waiting, and God is going to answer my prayer. And we're already out of time. There's so much more to talk about this, but
I know.
I want to leave you actually with a song. We'll put a link for it. It's by Chris McClarney, Holy Moment. And in the song, he talks about coming to the Lord with expectation, that we believe who He says He is. We believe that we can ask Him in faith, mm-hmm. and that He hears us and He loves us. So have a listen to the song. Maybe sit in quiet and ask God to put someone on your heart to pray for.
Yeah. In expectation. In expectation. So as we close off today, we fully expect that God will meet with you because He loves you, and He does really have plans and purposes for you. So may you sit in expectation of hearing from Him this week. So we'll see you later.
Have a great week.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Kodi, Roku, Plex, YouTube, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 Pacific on Channel 33 Television for the High Desert.